to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this momentous Monday and MLK Day, we welcome you to the OPT Network, and we say happy MLK Day. Many people this year off today, enjoying Martin Luther King Day. A lot of people will be attending parades, and a lot of people are going to commemorate the day just the way that they're feeling it. And, you know, as we were driving in and thinking about MLK Day, it means different things to different people. And I think that everybody in their family, in their sphere of influence, can talk about what the day means to you, what it means to your family. But what it means to us is possibility. It's a word that we talk about all the time on this show. It speaks to possibility. And when you see people living their dreams every single day, you look at our great forefathers that have come before us, that have paved the way, DC, for possibility. And of course, it's a National Day of Service. It was really commemorated on the 19th, but we know that it means different things to different people. And so we would say to people this morning to remember the day and remember the struggles, but remember, DC, possibility.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what it's about, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And this morning we were talking about confinement and really what that means. And if you're still confined today, in many cases, it's self-confinement.
Absolutely. Because the possibilities today are endless.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get caught in a trap thinking, oh, I can't do because they won't let me, mm-hmm. that's exactly where you're going to be.
Absolutely.
People are coming from all over the world making it in America because of what Dr. King did.
Absolutely. And so we want to say to you this momentous Monday, this MLK Day, the word possibility hopefully will resonate in your spirit. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. It's crisp. It's cool. And I don't know about you guys, but we had an incredible weekend. The weather, D.C., absolutely optimal.
Absolutely, it was.
How was it for fishing? How was it out?
It was excellent.
At the lake?
It was excellent fishing.
It was excellent fishing?
Yes, it was.
The weather was absolutely gorgeous, and I know that a lot of people were happy to see. Many people were happy to see the rain come, but we were probably all happy to see it go and see the beautiful sunshine. We had a very, very good weekend. We hope that you did as well. A lot of people, the weekend is really good because many people have the day off. So you have an extended weekend. You know, we always remind you about school zones. Well, of course, you know, schools are closed today. But these are the days when we ask you to stay even more engaged because kids are outdoors. They're out and about in neighborhoods. And when they're out of school, and, you know, we all did it. You know, your mom, your parents told you don't leave the house, don't leave the area, and you end up only heavens knows where. So we ask that you stay engaged throughout the day because kids are out of school and many are unattended and they're out and about. So make sure that you stay engaged and watch out for kids who are out of school today. It's Momentous Monday, and we've got a lot to talk about. We want you to stay on point. We're going to introduce you to an incredible woman doing some amazing things a little bit later in the show. But right now, what we're going to do is take a quick break if you're getting your morning started. It is Momentous Monday, January 21st. It's 7:41, and you're on point. We're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday. Today is January 21st, and if you're just getting your morning started, because there are still people that have to work today. And so if you're just getting your Momentous Monday started, remember, no matter what happened last week, today is a new day, a fresh start, and we really, really like to give people momentum. on Monday. But before I do that, DC, let me first say that this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For the best information, the most on-point information, Rosa Fields and her team can help you with home, auto, life insurance, plus any questions you've got. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, click onto their website at www.hixonhasit.com. Now, back to momentum on Monday. If you're getting your week started and you're not one of those fortunate people that has the holiday off, you know what? You celebrate the holiday from the inside. You celebrate the holiday with your thinking. Just as we do our week, you know, you get started with the right frame of mind. And if you get up and you just tell yourself, no matter how your weekend went, no matter how last week went, if you get up this morning and you tell yourself that you're going to have momentum, then what you will do is systematically propel yourself into a momentous day. And I don't know what it is about Mondays. Everybody seems to have, I won't say a disdain for Monday, but people just have mixed feelings about Monday. And so what we like to do is we like to call Mondays Momentous Monday, because we want people to get started on the right foot. And if you get started with great thoughts, great attitude, then your week will get started much the same. And I know for our kids, kids are sleeping in, they're going to enjoy the day, but we've got to get our kids up and get them in the right frame of mind. And when we do that, hopefully it helps us as well. So if you're just getting your morning going and you're trying to drag yourself up, just begin to say, you know what, it will be a momentous day, because we can have what we say. And we're going to remind you of that every single day. And then there are those people that are going to be off doing things today. A lot of people are going to be doing parades and whatever it is that you've chosen to do. But I think that we all, over the years, have come to celebrate the holiday in very different ways. And it means different things to different people. But whatever it means to you, we hope that this MLK Day will be a momentous Monday for you, a momentous holiday, and that you will go out and do something very special, and that you will have a great day, and that you will begin to verbalize that, because that's how it happens. Well, switching gears just a little bit, we're going to be talking about a women's retreat that is going to be happening pretty much statewide. And you know, oftentimes I have said, and I think we're all guilty, that women take care of everyone else, but we neglect taking care of ourselves. And so we're going to be talking about how we can focus on taking better care of ourselves so that we can be better for our families, we can be better at work, and we can do those things with excellence and with self-care. And one of the things as women that we don't do is self-care enough. And I'm going to tell you, it is something that we have talked about, we will continue to talk about, and it really is easier said than done. It is easy to say, I need to take care of myself. It's easy to say, I need to take some time for myself, or I need to take off. But we've got to begin to not just talk about it. We've got to begin to start being about it. And so we're going to talk to an incredible woman that has come up with an organization that is helping women to focus on wellness. And not only just wellness as something to say, but creating a culture of wellness for women. And once we begin to take better care of ourselves, not just with lip service, but as we start to do it, then we will start to see ourselves flourish more. Will stop being as worn down. And I know that there are women this morning that feel worn down because you just have absolutely worked too hard last week. You've worked too hard over the weekend. And so we never take that time to retreat and take time for ourselves. And as I sit here saying it, I am one of those people that is working on it as well, but we've got to do better. We've got to start having conversations about it, and we've got to just do it. And so we're going to be talking about that this morning, plus so much more. But, you know, it's always exciting for us when we meet people that are making the dream happen, making their dreams happen, birthing those God-given gifts and talents that God has given them. And so anytime we find people that are doing that, we want to share their stories with you. We want to share their journey with you, because what we understand is that each story gives life to the next story. And so we want you to give this story, this information, a lot of thought. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a lady that is on the front lines of changing the culture of the way we take care of ourselves. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for extraordinary gifts, wonderful home decor, well, Terra Home is where you can start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms for ladies who are 40 years old and older who are uninsured or underinsured. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network, this momentous Monday, it's January 21st. And as I told you during the last segment, we're talking about women's health and the culture thereof. And this morning, we're joined by president and founder of the Louisiana Center for Health Equity, Ms. Alma Stewart. Alma, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network for the very first time.
Good morning.
And so, Alma, absolutely. And so, Alma, this morning we're talking about mind, we're talking about body, my life, and taking charge. The Louisiana Center for Health Equity will host its second annual women's retreat celebrating wellness for women and culture. I want you to, first of all, tell us how the whole organization was founded.
Well, the organization was founded in 2010, and it was founded because of the work that I've done over the past 30-plus years across Louisiana as a nurse and as an administrator in working in health. And seeing the plight of health in Louisiana, Louisiana currently ranks 49th and has ranked 49th for the majority of the years over the past 15 years. And that concerns me. I really don't think that Louisiana has to be ninth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 49th,
right.
Excuse me. And so one of the things that I decided to do is to form an organization that could take a systematic approach to improving health outcomes across Louisiana. So that is how we came to be.
And so, Alma, when you looked at the plight of women's health across the state, when was it birthed in your spirit? When did you have that moment where you said, you know what, I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to stop thinking about it, and I'm going to be about it. I'm going to find a way to implement change. When did that happen for you?
In 2011, we began to really take a hard look at women's health. And I came across a report that was put out by the Kaiser Foundation called Putting Women's Health Care Disparities on the Map,
mm-hmm.
that was put out around 2009. And that report showed that Louisiana ranked worse than average and 50th among the states for social determinants of health and 50th for women in poverty. And our organization focuses on the social determinants of health versus diseases and illnesses specifically. And it also showed that Louisiana ranked second among the states with the highest neighborhood segregation, that 42% of black women in Louisiana are the head of household with children as compared to 15.6% for white women, and that black women with no high school diploma is at 24.8%, which is one in four, and that's twice that of white women. And so we started to think, my goodness, you know, the plight of women in Louisiana is dire, mm-hmm. and we need to begin to address those issues because, of course, women have a significant role in health and the health not only of themselves, but the family,
mm-hmm.
because we are the primary caretakers in most instances and the ones who usually get the children and the men
mm-hmm.
to come to the doctor.
That's
and
right.
To take care of themselves better. So we thought if we educate and empower women, then we reach the masses. And that's the idea of the women's retreat.
And what a wonderful movement that it is. And I was saying at the top of the show that we talk about it, and any conversation on any day, you will hear the to-do list of every woman that you might meet. And so it is very easy for us to say that we need to take care of ourselves. We should take care of ourselves. But how do we actually get women to wake up and start to implement this culture of caring for ourselves?
Well, one of the things that we're really focusing on with this initiative, and that's critical to women being able to take better care of themselves, is access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
And what another concern and fact that we discovered is that Louisiana also has a very high uninsured rate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, during last year when we began this initiative, Louisiana led the nation for the number of uninsured African American women. We've moved up to being second for the number of uninsured women, black women,
mm-hmm.
and third for uninsured women overall of all races. So that's pretty startling. And one in four adults in this state is uninsured. But when you look at black women, it's one in three. We're at 34, a little over 34% of black women. That's unacceptable. So one of the things that we do is we talk about how women can get the health care that they desperately need, because we know preventative care is so important. The mammograms, going in mm-hmm. for those screenings and the pap smears, just overall physical exams.
Mm-hmm.
If we identify and catch illnesses or diseases early, they're very treatable in most instances. And in most instances, they're curable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we wait until it's progressed, for example, breast cancer, we know that black women die. This is a disparity fact. Black women do not contract breast cancer at a higher rate than other races.
Right.
However, we die at a higher rate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons for that is because of the delayed diagnosis. If we get in and get early diagnosis, breast cancer is very treatable.
Mm-hmm.
And in most instances, it is cured. And in most instances, it does not reoccur. So this is the kind of information we need to get out there. We need to encourage and educate our women and get past the fear factor that sometimes we have as a race, as a culture, of wanting to know or feeling the need to know that what's going on with our body.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to educate women about what resources are out there available to them, where they can go to access health care, regardless of what their income level is. Because for some women, affordability of healthcare is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare is an expensive cost, and if you have to decide between paying a bill or buying something that you know your child needs,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes you put off yourself and you put off getting the healthcare that you need. But there are resources out there. There are places, there are clinics, there are outpatient services. And then we also have Medicaid for those who can qualify. And another thing that we are really focusing on and educating women about is what is available to them. What are the new provisions of the Affordable Care Act, or what some call Obamacare?
Mm-hmm.
There are preventative services available to women that the insurers must provide now that they weren't required to provide before for women, such as what I mentioned, mammograms and things
mm-hmm.
like that. So we try to give them that information. We also talk to them about other provisions of the Affordable Care Act that could be implemented in Louisiana and how they can get involved in that process.
Let me stop you right there, Alma. So being a nurse all those years and seeing so many women come through, and really not only come through, but the women that needed to come through but didn't come through the healthcare system, how did that affect what you're doing right now?
Well, what it did was, I guess it gave me more passion about around these issues, and I learned and saw and still see the need that we have to get information out to the masses
mm-hmm.
in a way that people can really understand it, that they can get the information in a useful way. Oftentimes the resources are there, the information is there, but it's not getting to the people that needed the most,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we hope to do. And one of the reasons for the women's retreats, which are coming up beginning next month, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a minute. But one of the reasons we came up with the women's retreats, which are basically women's health conferences, is to help reach people where they are,
mm-hmm.
to go to them, to go to community settings where people feel comfortable going. Oftentimes, going to the physician is very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
It's very threatening. People feel very apprehensive. They're in an environment that they're not comfortable in. Doctors are very busy people, and they speak a language, I know because I'm a nurse, folks mm-hmm. in healthcare arena, we speak our own language. And sometimes as an individual, as a patient, we are a little overwhelmed and we don't quite understand and we're already uncomfortable. And we're afraid sometimes to ask the questions that we need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an environment, these are conferences where we try to create an environment that women feel comfortable in to get the information they may be seeking.
Absolutely.
And if we don't have all the information there, we certainly give them resources and avenues for getting that information.
And so this morning what we're talking about is creating a culture of wellness for women, for all women, but most especially for those women who face those disparities that we're talking about. This is a conversation that we all need to be in tuned in. We all need to be on point with our health and our wellness if we're going to be any good for anybody. That's what we're talking about. That's what's on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Done, baby. Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your momentous Monday started, it's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today's January 21st, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, for all the best high-tech information, whether it's direct TV, whether it's satellites, whatever it is that you need, you can phone 318-767-2220. And also the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow. We'll be helping you to figure out what you need to do to get your business started. If your business is already started, we're going to help you to figure out how to grow your business. But this morning on Point, we are proud and honored to be having this conversation with Miss Alma Stewart. She's an RN. She's got an MA, a CCHC, and we'll let you tell us, Alma, what all of that is. But Alma is a specialist in organizational development and change, as well as a subject matter expert in areas pertaining to disabilities and long-term care.
And she is also the president and founder of the Louisiana Center for Health Equality. And so, Elma, you know, I was saying to you during the break that you are an eminent example of what servanthood is about. And one of the things that we celebrate on this Martin Luther King Day, you are a servant and you are a person that is a purveyor of change. And for that, you know, we celebrate you and we celebrate the work that you've done and that you continue to do. And one of the things that you have done was figured out a way to create programs that will inspire and educate people on not just wellness, but creating a culture surrounding wellness. And so, And with that, said, I wanted you to speak to people about creating that culture, because we are talking about it, have been talking about it for years, but we'll never get there. We'll never see the greatness in our communities across this state and across this nation until we begin to implement a culture of wellness. And so I guess we need to figure out, Alma, how we do that.
Well, you addressed a number of points, and I first want to start by saying that I am a small town, and my town, my birth town, my hometown is not as small as it was when I grew up there. I'm from Natchitoches, Louisiana, which, you know, was fairly rural when I grew up there many years ago. I won't say how many.
Of course not.
And one of the reasons I think I'm well suited for what I do is that my roots are in a community where poverty prevails, where the culture that we're trying to address prevails. So I understand it. I was fortunate to be educated, to get a good education, to become a registered nurse.
And that's an understatement, Alma, to be educated. You've got a lot of initials here behind your name. You know, you got a lot of education in this field.
Yes, and because of my education, because I'm in the healthcare area, I'm a healthcare professional, I learn things that many people in my neighborhood, in my community, wouldn't necessarily know. They wouldn't get that information because they're not trained to the degree that I'm trained. So coming from a community where we have these high statistics, you know, high prevalence of conditions that, like breast cancer, like heart disease, like diabetes, and seeing that all my life, in my own family even, but learning as a professional that it doesn't have to be that way. There are things that we can do to prevent these poor health outcomes. So after working in health across Louisiana for many, many, many years, I went to nursing school, got my nursing degree at Northwestern in the 70s. I've worked across the state of Louisiana in a number of different areas, in hospitals and even in faith-based settings and so forth. I came to realize that we have to address this problem at a broader level. It's one thing to work with individuals and to empower individuals and to educate individuals, but we have to also look at the systemic issues, the policy issues, the program issues, what are we doing systemically to address these issues?
And what are we doing? And what are we doing systemically to address these issues?
Well, not only do we empower women in terms of providing them information and education and resources to take better care of themselves individually, but we also work to impact policy and programs. for example, with the women's retreat, our primary focus of that initiative is access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we working with the women, but we're empowering them to become a voice on that issue, because we know in Louisiana, access to health care is very poor. I mentioned earlier in the segment that 1 in 3 African-American women are uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 4 adults across the board of all races is uninsured. What that means is these are folks who, if they get health care, they have to pay for it out of their pocket, and usually the reason they're uninsured is because they can't afford to pay the insurance. So if they can't afford to purchase insurance, it's highly unlikely that they can afford to pay the high cost of the health care services.
Mm-hmm.
So as a part of this initiative, we are also raising awareness and advocating for sensible policy to address that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a way to do that. Under the Affordable Care Act, the health care reform legislation that was passed under Obama's first term, which mm-hmm. many call affectionately Obamacare,
right.
There is a provision that allows the states to expand Medicaid to increase the income threshold to 138% of poverty to ensure many, many, many people. In Louisiana, it's estimated that it would cover at least four to 500,000 people if that policy was implemented.
Mm-hmm.
However, at this point, our governor has taken the position that he is not going to implement it. So this is something that people need to know. People need to understand that this is available to the state and that it is available to the state at no cost to the state for 3 years, because the federal government will cover that expansion of the Medicaid program 100% for 3 years. And then there's a phase-in match that caps out in 2020 at 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So at its height, there would only be a state match of 10%, which is, if someone gave me 90 cents for a dime, I'd try to find that dime.
Absolutely.
And get that 90 cents.
Right.
Especially for something as important as providing health care to people who typically are on the lower socioeconomic status or who are working in jobs where they can't afford it.
But let me stop you right there, though, Alma, because I understand what you're saying, and I get that. And we're on the front lines. Our show is on the front lines of changing or trying to help change the culture, especially of women's health care. We have worked tirelessly along with other organizations in our community to provide free mammograms. I say it every single morning. Free mammograms for women who are uninsured or underinsured. And there is still that contingent of women out there that, for whatever reason, be it fear, be it time constraints, whatever it is, do not go and get those free mammograms. So how do we change the thinking? Because there are systems in place that are working to help women to be the change that we all want to see in our own health, but we're not necessarily taking advantage of it.
Yes. You know, culture is something that is very, very hard to change. We have to start very early. We have to start with our young people and help them to understand why taking care of their body is so important, and also understand that many of the conditions and diseases that we experience and that devastate African-American and communities of color are so, so preventable and treatable. I think there's people are still operating from, past in terms of the technology that we had. There was a time when if you had certain conditions, you just had to live with it, and you knew your fate.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to die. There wasn't much that could be done. That is no longer true.
Right.
There is so much new technology and treatment for many, many conditions, and oftentimes now, many conditions that used to require very invasive surgeries don't even require invasive surgeries now with laparoscopic surgeries and things like that. Oftentimes, it's just a little small incision and a instrument that has a scope on the end or you know, a camera on the end of it that can go in. And with so, you know, the technology that we have now has changed the landscape of medical practice and medical treatment and care.
Mm-hmm.
And so people need to understand that just because you have diabetes, let's say, doesn't mean that it's a sentence that you are just relegated to having poor health. Getting the treatment is critical because we know that, for example, let's just talk about diabetes for a minute. Left untreated, diabetes is called the silent killer, and
right.
It's called the silent killer for a reason. Oftentimes, you have no symptoms when you have diabetes. We did a health screening event here, and one of the ladies that was screened had a blood sugar of 400.
Wow.
She had no idea she had a blood sugar of 400. And she happened to be a nurse.
You're kidding me.
She had no idea she was walking around with a blood sugar of 400 because you often don't have any symptoms at all for a long time or maybe, or not until it gets so progressed that you start to have serious symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why these kinds of screenings are so important. Get screened. Go get those preventative treatments. With diabetes going untreated, here's some of the things that it can cause.
Let's do this. Before we do that, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we want to talk about that. And we want to talk about changing the culture. And we're bringing people, great people like yourself, Alma, and a lot of great minds. But we really need to work to change the minds of the people that are listening to do better. To do better with their health. You're on point, everybody. It's 29 minutes after 8. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Lynn and Ray Hyde at Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, I'd like to thank the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Avoyles Commission of Tourism, and Davis One Stop. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're having a really, really important conversation talking about creating a culture for women's health, a culture of change, and here talking about this important topic this morning is Alma Stewart. She is a registered nurse, and she's also the president and founder of the Louisiana Center for Health and Equity. And Alma, during the break, we were talking about all of the things that you have going on. And I said very early on, and I'll say again, you are an eminent example of servanthood. And what people probably don't know, because this is the first time that you have been introduced to our audience, is that you are a full-time nurse, and you are working to be the change that you want to see. And not only the disparities in minority communities, but the disparities that we face as women with getting the proper health. And for that, we say kudos to you. And I ask you during the break, how do you fit all of that in?
Well, it is a challenge. The organization is almost 3 years old now. We will celebrate our three-year anniversary on the 26th of January, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a passion. I don't even think about it as a job. I think about it as a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And when you view what you do as a mission and mm-hmm. You love doing it, it comes easy.
Wow.
It becomes a part of pretty much everything I do.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Alma, that warms my heart more than anything, because that's what we echo. When you're doing what you love to do, it just doesn't feel like work at all, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, there are times when I have a lot on my plate, and I have a long list of things to do, but I just work my way down the list, taking them one by one, and I prioritize, of course, and do what I think is most important.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pleasure to, meet new people, to talk to people, such as what I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
To get the message out through one-on-one or through to the masses. Either way, it's information that needs to be out. What we're doing, I think, is providing a valuable service. It's new. The initiative that we have is new, as the organization is fairly new.
And how was it, and let me stop you right there, how was it with birthing this organization? Because we talk about the birthing process of ideas and businesses and organizations all the time. How was that birthing process, getting it up, getting it going?
Well, it is still what I would consider a startup organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because this organization started very grassroots. We did not start with a funding mandate, meaning that we didn't have a significant grant that was awarded to us to, cover expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So the work came about, the organization came about from me reaching out to a few of my friends,
mm-hmm.
colleagues,
mm-hmm.
That I knew had some interest also in the work that we're doing because of what they do. And I said to them, I want to start this organization and explain to them what it is and why. And they signed on and said, sure, we would like to. We put together our money and formed the corporation, went through the process of forming the corporation, getting the 501c, which is the IRS non-profit mm-hmm. status. And then we began recruiting it and developing a board. We began developing our strategic plan, our action plan for what we wanted to do, what we want to accomplish. And first it was a two-year plan, which turned into kind of a three-year plan. We have developed our subsequent three-year plan, which is to take us from being a startup organization to being a fully mission-driven or operational organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a process. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes commitment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, I tell people all the time, I've worked in institutions, and I mean institutions like government, healthcare, hospitals. I've worked in various settings where the funding was there, the resources were there. With this organization, it is a nonprofit organization, and what's new to me is the nonprofit work, basically, mm-hmm. meaning that you have a different structure. I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I've not run one before.
Right.
Running a nonprofit is different than working in a job.
For sure.
With nonprofits, you have to not only be about your mission and the programmatic work, but you also have to generate or raise the revenues to do the work that you're trying to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge.
And that's a job in itself.
That is the fundraising part of it is a job in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to raise the funds to put on the great programs that we offer, such as the women's retreats across the state of Louisiana. We're having.
And before you've got to go, tell us a little bit about the women's retreats that you're putting on across the state of Louisiana.
The Women's Retreat 2013, Celebrating Wellness and Culture. Our theme this year is My Body, My Life, I'm Taking Charge. These events will be held. These are basically women's health conferences. They will be held. The first will kick off in New Orleans
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, March 16th at 8:30 a.m. and go and last until 2:30 p.m. It will be held at the Mahalia Jackson Elementary School Auditorium on Jackson Avenue in New Orleans. And then we will host it in Shreveport. It's basically a traveling conference.
Wow.
It'll move to Shreveport on Saturday, April 13, 2013 at 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. and it'll be held at Southern University at Shreveport on Martin Luther King Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will host the culminating event here in Baton Rouge on Tuesday, May 14th. And that time is to be announced, a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
It will be during the day. We are planning to host a social, a kind of a networking event in the evening because we are inviting women from all over the state to come to Baton Rouge on May 14th and 15th. On May 15th, Wednesday, May 15th, we will have a women's rally at the Louisiana State Capitol. And we really want a showing of women to
mm-hmm.
make a statement. That week is National Women's Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are really, really, in conjunction with National Women's Health Week, we are really inviting women to participate in the rally in Baton Rouge at the state capitol on Wednesday, May 15th, to let legislators, policymakers,
mm-hmm.
and the public know how important women's health is.
Absolutely.
And the role women's health play in our communities and in our state as a whole.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have enough time, Alma, that we will be able to help elicit the support for these events. But I tell you one thing, you are doing an amazing work, and we're just honored to have you come on and talk about your passion, your vision for change, and changing the culture of the way that we as women treat our health and treat ourselves. It is a powerful, impactful conversation, and I promise you it will not be our last conversation. Alma Stewart, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Stand by, Alma. We've got to take a quick break here. But we will be back right after this. You're on point, everybody.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, little will save the day.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday, and if your morning is just getting underway, it's Monday, January 21st. It's 8:49, and this segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. For more information, you can phone them in Bunky by dialing 318-346-2540 or Opelousas 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And if you're just joining the show, you know we're wrapping or have wrapped up a conversation with Alma Stewart. She is a nurse of almost three decades. She's the president and founder of the Louisiana Center for Health Equity. Talking about Women's Retreat 2013, but so much bigger than that, celebrating wellness and culture. And what I realized from our conversation, ladies, is that we have a long way to go. In many instances, those of us who do not have insurance, those of us who are underinsured, and even those of us who have insurance are still not taking the best care of ourselves. And I said to Alma, as I've said to you many times, knowledge is only power and powerful when you use it. And when you look at a nurse taking her blood sugar, getting screened, and having a blood sugar of 400, that speaks to the issues and the problems that we're having as women. And that means we've got to get better. And the only way that we can get better is to get proactive about our health. And so we're going to have many more conversations with Alma. She's doing a lot of great work in Baton Rouge and across this state talking about women's health issues. And it's something that we will be talking about a lot in this new year, because we intend to be about it and not just talk about it. We intend to help you, help me, implement the way that we look at our health and the way that we need to change to get better. Having our mammograms, having our annual screenings, knowing our numbers, knowing what is not normal, knowing what is normal so that we'll know when we have those things that are abnormal, and understanding how to be our own best advocates. And so we're going to be talking about that, not just today. We're going to be talking about it for Women's Health Week. We're going to be talking about it all year long. So you might as well get used to it. And you know what? We're going to keep on and keep on until every single person, every single woman that needs to have a mammogram, DC, has her mammogram and those annual screenings that we all need. Now, switching gears, and this is a big, big switch. You guys know that I could not let this day pass without talking about the AFC and the NFC championship football games. If you are a sports fan, Sunday was absolutely, DC, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, first, well, I want to start with the last game first, DC. I want to start with the AFC championship. The Baltimore Ravens absolutely stunned.
Yes, they did.
The New England Patriots. And you could see that they were stunned. Tom Brady was just...
Oh, they were shocked.
I mean, he is always the consummate professional, always poised, even when they're down.
Absolutely.
But last night, you just saw, this disarray, this dismantling that happened. And what can we say about Ray Lewis, 16 years in the NFL?
17.
17 years, finishing up his career, headed to
Super Bowl.
Headed to the Super Bowl, headed to the 47th Super Bowl, Super Bowl 47, at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in New Orleans.
The Big Easy.
It doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, I love this story because many people felt like he probably would be out for the season after he had those his right tricep surgically repaired. But he had 14 tackles just in the first 14 tackles in the first half of the game.
Oh, yeah, he's all over the place.
Joe Flacco threw for 3 touchdown passes. I mean, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal game. And for the Baltimore Ravens, D.C., the first Super Bowl in 12 years.
Absolutely. They pulled it off. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people didn't expect them to win.
Oh, no.
But we knew it was a matchup that they could actually possibly beat them, because all they're known for defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped New England. You know, they stopped them.
And that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. I mean, they stopped them in some key drives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got it caught interceptions in key drives. And you could see the game slipping away from New England at the end, because they were running out of time.
But
when they were headed down in that drive with about 6 or 7 minutes to go, and then somebody tipped that ball and the guy intercepted,
uh-huh,
that was almost like the first nail in the coffin.
But you know what? I was really...
Because they were about to score right there.
Yeah, they were about to score. Yes. And you know what? Tom Brady is, like I said, he is the consummate professional.
Absolutely.
And when he's down, it seems like he gets better.
Absolutely, he gets better. But there was nothing he can do. Those interior linemen were, you know, putting the pressure on him, and they blocked that. When they blocked that ball,
mm-hmm,
because that ball was going to be delivered. He's got some serious precision.
Oh, yeah.
In those throws.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, we were sitting and we were watching the game, and you know, I was like, you know, you just, even though, you know, I got to say that we were pulling for the Ravens. I think Ray Lewis has an incredible story. They've got an incredible team. And, you know, but you can never, ever count the Patriots out.
No, you can't. But I tell you what, Ray Lewis is, you know, Ray Lewis reminds me of right now, nobody really expects them to beat the 49ers.
Oh, no.
Which is the other team that won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of knew that the 49ers just had a little bit too much for Atlanta. And so we kind of, everybody pretty much expected for the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick, to really do what he did,
mm-hmm,
in leading his team to victory over the Atlanta Falcons. But right now, I don't think a whole lot of people. You remember back in the early 70s when Muhammad Ali was taking on Big George?
Uh-huh.
When everybody thought Big George was just going to kill Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Ali was praying on it. Ali was praying on it. Ali said he shocked the world.
Yeah.
Because everybody, even his wife at the time, thought that he was going to get killed. Big George was knocking people out at a world-class rate. I mean, he had just knocked out Joe Frazier, just beat him like a like he was a child, and Joe Frazier had beat Ali.
Right.
So really, Ali was the only person who really believed he was going to win, and he was praying. And when he got over to Africa, he just reached down into the spiritual part of himself and brought it out. And
so you think that's what Ray Lewis did?
Oh, I think that's what Ray Lewis is doing. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, you know, the pundits do not expect for them to win.
No.
I don't think they expected for them to win this game, but they really don't expect them to beat the 49ers because mm-hmm. the 49ers really do. They've got a real offensive machine.
Well, and they do. And to say this about the 49ers quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, a lot of people felt like, okay, he can run the ball, but yeah. let's see what he'll do throwing the ball down the field. And he was just sheer precision.
Absolutely. He's just a great athlete. You know, mm-hmm. he got drafted as a pitcher, too.
Absolutely. You know, so he's got a rocket launcher.
Yeah, he decided to go to Nevada and play quarterback, and he wanted to be in the NFL, and he's living his dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a rookie right now going to the Super Bowl.
Is that amazing or what?
No, that's believable, man. This can happen.
And that's what we talked about at
the
top of the show.
That's Dr. King Day is
that's
all about.
That's it. That's it. That's possibility.
It's all
and the
it's
fact
possible to anybody. You just got to go do it.
You just got to go.
Crying. Mm-hmm. Stop that crying.
Stop that crying.
Go do something.
And I tell you one thing. You talk about Ray Lewis praying.
Man,
he
Ray
fell on his face. He fell on his face, on his knees at the end of the game, just praising God.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? The scripture that just kept coming to me, and I said this last week. He said it again this week. He said, you know what? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And it was just absolutely awe-inspiring.
Ray's going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got such an incredible story of hope and possibility. You know, forgiveness. There's just so much intertwined in this sports story, DC, when, you know, Ray Lewis's story, a lot of people don't know, five generations of men in their family abandoning their children, and a story of forgiveness, him forgiving his dad and saying, you know what, I forgive you for leaving, because that's what it's about. It's about being a man who can forgive and being a man of change. And so we love these great stories. We love to share them with you. I don't know if you're sports fans, but Super Bowl time, D.C., Super Bowl 47, February the 3rd in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, right here in our great state, the great state of Louisiana. It's going to be off the chain. Beyonce's got the halftime show on lock, and it's just going to be great to see two teams that nobody really expected to make it to the big dance.
There it is.
San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens. It's Super Bowl 47, but most of all, it's momentous Monday. We hope on this day you'll at least